Imagine building your life stream from nothing, scrapping, thriving, and finally rising to the pinnacle of your feet. Now, imagine it's a cold evening on a lonely road, and you find yourself in a crumpled car wreck, unable to move, your life hanging by a thread. Just hours ago, you were on top of the world, leading your team to victory. In this moment, leadership isn't about press conferences or boardrooms. It's about the quiet resolve that whispers in your mind. This is not how my story ends.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and today we're peeling back the layers of Sir Frank Williams' leadership, his virtues, his flaws, and what business leaders can learn from the extraordinary highs and heartbreaking lows of his career as founder of the legendary Williams Formula One team. So if you're following this podcast, you're probably thinking, why is he suddenly starting to talk about Formula One? Well, first, everyone who read my book, The Mammoth in the Room, already knows that I'm a big follower of F1. My family actually calls me completely nuts. And then secondly, the 2025 Formula One season has just started back to life. New cars are being unveiled, engines are firing up and roaring in anger, and the world's eyes are on the starting grid. But behind the glitz and roar of the racetrack, F1 is far more than just a sport. It's a multi-billion dollar enterprise where each team functions like a corporation. Budgets run in the hundreds of millions, thousands of jobs are on the line, and split-second decisions can make or break fortunes. In F1, leadership isn't a buzzword. It's the driver of everything from innovation in the garage to strategy in the boardroom. Think about it. Running a Formula One team means managing a diverse crew of brilliant engineers, drivers, designers, and business minds, all under intense pressure to win. In many ways, it's like being the CEO of a tech company, the general manager of a car manufacturer, and the head coach of a sports team at the same time. The stakes are sky high. And that's why the lessons forged by great F1 leaders are so valuable beyond the track. When leadership principles succeed amid the chaos of the pit lane and the glare of global competition, you know those principles are solid. And very few people have demonstrated those principles better than the man at the center of our story today. Meet Sir Frank Williams, the legendary founder of the Williams Formula One team. Long before the World Championships and the knighthood, Frank was a hungry young team owner with an audacious dream. In the late 1960s and early 70s, Formula One was dominated by well-funded factory teams, Ferrari, Maserati, and so on and so forth. But Frank had virtually no money. At one point, he was making business calls from a public phone booth because he couldn't afford an office line. His first attempt at running F1 outfit nearly collapsed under financial strains, actually it did kind of. But through all the setbacks, he held onto an unwavering vision. Frank Williams could see a future that others couldn't, a future where his scrappy, independent team would challenge the giants and win. That vision kept him going when times were toughest. He persuaded a talented engineer named Patrick Head to join him. And together, they started fresh in a disused carpet warehouse as their workshop. With passion and grit at their foundation, they built Williams Grand Prix Engineering from the ground up. In 1979, the Williams team earned its first Grand Prix victory. By 1980, they clinched a world championship title. Such a meteoric rise didn't happen by accident. It was driven by Frank's clarity of purpose. He painted a picture of success so vivid and compelling that it inspired everyone around him to push beyond their limits. The lesson here is powerful. If you as a leader can articulate a bold, inspiring vision, you can rally a team to achieve what once seemed impossible. But having a vision is one thing. Achieving it requires action, innovation, and often pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Sir Frank Williams understood that staying on top in Formula One meant constantly pushing the boundaries of technology and strategy. He wasn't an engineer himself, but he had a knack for spotting brilliance and empowering it. Frank brought on some of the best technical minds in the sport, people like Patrick Head and later aerodynamic genius Adrian Newey, to give his team a competitive edge. Under his leadership, Williams F1 became synonymous with engineering excellence. In the 1980s and 1990s, the Williams teams pioneered cutting-edge developments that left their rivals scrambling to catch up. Active suspension is one famous example. Williams developed a revolutionary suspension system that automatically adjusted the car's setup in real time, keeping the vehicle balanced for every twisted turn. That innovation gave Williams a significant advantage on the track. It was a key factor in their early 1990s dominance. But it wasn't just about one invention. It was about creating a culture where new ideas were encouraged and explored. Frank fostered an environment where if a concept theoretically could make the car faster or the team better, it was on the table. The takeaway for any leader is clear. Innovation thrives when leaders champion it from the top. Frank didn't micromanage how his engineers found speed. Instead, he gave them the freedom and resources to experiment, and he wasn't afraid to take calculated risks on unproven ideas. In business, or in fact in any organization, that mindset, being open to novel solutions, investing in development, and learning quickly from failures, is often what separates the champions from the rest of the pack. Now, vision and innovation propelled Williams to the top, but Sir Frank's journey took a dramatic turn that tested every ounce of his character. In March 1986, a car crash in France left Frank with a devastating spinal cord injury, paralyzing him from the neck down. In an instant, the dynamic leader who used to jog through the pit lane found himself in a hospital bed, unable to move. Many people would have stepped away right there, facing a life-altering injury. But not Sir Frank. During those dark days, survival itself was uncertain. Yet, as Frank fought to stay alive, his thoughts remained fixed on his team and his purpose. He had no intention of giving up on the racing outfit he had built. In fact, as soon as he was physically able, Frank was back at the helm of Williams F1, directing strategy and inspiring his staff, even if he had to do it from a wheelchair. Resilience became his defining quality. Remarkably, within a year of that horrendous accident, the Williams team won the 1987 Formula One World Championship, proving that Frank's setback had not broken the team's stride at all. Frank even maintained his sense of humor about his condition, once joking that not being able to run around the garage was just a big inconvenience. Goodness. That kind of perspective, finding light in the darkest hour, was fuel for everyone around him. His personal resilience permeated the entire organization. For any of us, there will be times when life knocks us down, a business failure, a personal loss, an unforeseen crisis. Sir Frank's story stands as a testament that true leaders always, always find a way to get back up. Resilience is not about never falling. It's about always rising again, adapting to new realities and pressing onwards towards the goal. Now, resilience is a personal strength, but leading under adversity is about guiding others through tough times. Sir Frank Williams excelled at that too. After his accident, his team could easily have lost morale or focus. Instead, Frank's determination became the rallying point. Even while he was in recovery, the culture of excellence he had instilled kept the team moving forward, ready for his return. When he came back to the pit wall, it wasn't just his presence that motivated them. It was the example he set by triumphing over his own adversity. A few years later, in 1994, Frank faced another immense test of leadership. Williams had finally managed to sign the legendary Ayrton Senna to drive for the team, a long-held dream for Frank. But in just the third race of that season, tragedy struck. Senna was killed in a crash during the San Marino Grand Prix. It was a crushing blow to the entire Williams organization and the racing world. Frank was devastated on a personal level, but as the leader, he had to hold the team together through the shock and grief. Leading through that kind of adversity meant making sure each team member felt supported and understood the path forward. Under Frank's steady guidance, Williams F1 persevered through the heartbreak of 1994 and came back strong. By 1996 and 1997, they were champions again. A comeback that spoke volumes about the depth of resilience and unity within the organization. Throughout decades of highs and lows, whether it was losing championships, technical setbacks, or major changes in the sport, Frank remained the steady captain of the ship. He navigated financial challenges, competitive slumps, and personal losses without ever abandoning his core principles or his team. This unwavering commitment in hard times built extraordinary loyalty. Frank never asked his people to endure anything he wouldn't endure himself. They saw him give his all, so they were inspired to do the same. Leadership under adversity is exactly that. Showing up when it's hardest, leading by example, and giving your team a reason to believe that together you can weather any storm. But let's also look at the flip side. Frank's leadership wasn't perfect. His single-minded, ultra-competitive nature sometimes came off as cold or even ruthless. He was famously frugal. He ran his team on a tight budget, avoided extravagance, and expected everyone to be as devoted to the cause as he was. This discipline kept the team efficient, but it also had a cost. Some top talent eventually left with it because they felt undervalued or constrained. In other words, Frank demanded loyalty and excellence, but he wasn't one to coddle anyone's ego, not even a world champion's. That approach yielded results for a long time, but over time, it also meant Williams didn't always keep the best people in the fold as competition intensified. Look, Sir Frank Williams' incredible journey offers powerful lessons for leaders in any field, whether you're steering a Formula One team, running a startup, or managing a small department. Here are these principles that can drive you and your team to success. 1. Dare to dream big. Have a clear vision and communicate it with passion. Frank started with almost nothing, yet he aimed for the very top. His bold vision to turn a tiny private team into world champions attracted the people and support needed to make it real. What ambitious goal can you set that will inspire your team to excel? 2, innovate or fall behind. Embrace innovation and encourage your team to push boundaries. Depending on your industry, that might mean adopting new tools, trying unconventional strategies, or constantly asking, how can we do this better? Leaders set the tone that allows innovation to flourish. 3, stay resilient. Resilience means bouncing back when things go wrong. When you face setbacks, and you will, remember that adversity isn't the end of the road. Take a deep breath, adjust your plan, and keep moving forward. Your persistence will set an example for everyone around you. 4, lead by example in tough times. Anybody can lead when everything is going smoothly. My father called that sunny weather pilot. The real test is leading under adversity. Your team watches. It watches how you act when the pressure is on. If you stay calm, act with integrity, and remain focused on the mission during the worst of times, your team would trust you and follow your lead. As the engines rev up for the 2025 F1 season, and that counts for the ones who are following this sport and the ones who don't, always remember, behind every great team, on the grid or not, is a great leader. Sir Frank Williams' legacy reminds us that leadership isn't about having an easy ride. It's about having the drive to keep going no matter how treacherous the road becomes. That lesson is as powerful on the racetrack as it is in business and life. All right, thanks for listening or watching. And if today's episode hit home and you want to make better business decisions, tune in again. Subscribe, rate, and share with anyone passionate about leadership. And lastly, if you're interested in more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does it in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead with vision, innovate relentlessly, and stay resilient and calm when you lead your team through tough times. Nicholas Bocconi, The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.